Module 1. Listening. Page 10. Exercise 4. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
I always say to drama students, you know, go to auditions even if you don't want the part, just for the experience. This profession can be good, but they need to understand that everything won't always go their way. So you can't afford to think you can pick and choose and stuff like that, because nobody wants to work with a diva.
Yeah, it's important to deserve the respect of your peers. The biggest audition that I ever flunked was when I went to work for a bank. I did an internship, and at the end of it, one of the guys said to me, "Your heart doesn't seem to be in this," and I felt like I'd failed to play the part well, because I was only acting, and I'd been busted. It was actually my dad who thought I should go into a more secure profession. I mean, he is a financier after all. So when I signed up for drama school, it was a bit of a letdown for him. But it was great when he came to see one of my first plays. I could hear raucous chuckles from the front row, and I thought, he gets it now.
Extract 2.
Recently, I was asked to write and present a film that posed the question, "Pop, what's it good for?"
That sounds provocative. How did you play it?
Well, I avoided a glib response like absolutely nothing and got on with talking about some of my own favourite tracks.
Didn't the film need a bit more shape than just you sat in a room going through a list?
Sure. In the end, I picked a dozen to represent the shifting sands of the genre over time and used that as a hook to hang it on.
Hardly a straightforward choice, that dozen.
Indeed it wasn't. And, you know, I reckon if I'd made it at another moment, in another mood or whatever, it wouldn't have been the same 12 either.
Right. Pop's great for making lists of favourites.
You see them all the time on the internet.
I guess they express something about your personality.
If you ask me, it's more about inventing yourself, along with the type of clothes, haircut, and even car you go for.
But looking back on those lists, they kind of map out your changing dreams, your influences and your aspirations.
If you keep them.
Extract 3.
Reality television really took off in the year 2000, when the idea behind the programme Big Brother went beyond its Dutch home market to be sold around the world and started a revolution in TV business models. In the ensuing decade, TV talent shows evolved into elaborate, multi-platform profit engines, unlike anything the industry had ever seen. The most famous of these, The X Factor, is regarded in the industry as providing a masterclass in 21st century marketing techniques. By 2011, versions of the format were being produced in over 20 countries across the globe, whilst the final of the original UK version was watched by two-thirds of all households who switched on a TV that night. The show is alluring for brands. Not only will massive audiences catch their 30-second messages in the breaks, but there's an entire suite of marketing opportunities both on air and off. Taking lessons from sports broadcasters, The X Factor uses gladiatorial on-air competition and encourages a running commentary on social media sites to build live audiences on a scale which advertisers find it increasingly hard to reach elsewhere.
Now play the recording again.